And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench. Thanks to the Malo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-on-4 dental implant system.
Not only the world's greatest dentist, but also one of the original and founding sponsors of the Greater Western Sydney Giants football team. Dr. Bench, good evening.
How are you?
Nervous?
No, I'm too old for that.
Too old for being nervous? They play the Adelaide Crows in Adelaide tomorrow night. Starts
yeah,
at 10 to 8.
That won't be an easy assignment. Won't be easy.
They're chock-a-block full of talent, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. A lot of talent. But just got to get it all together on the park at the same time.
Nice young fellows.
A lot of injuries.
We've seen this story today about a Victorian dentist who's asking far north Queenslanders, when their children lose a tooth, to send it to him. So when the tooth fairy comes, you give the, you know, we know the tooth fairy's real, but the tooth fairy takes the tooth and it ends up with this dentist in Melbourne. He wants to do that because fluoride was taken out of the water from the Cairns Regional Council water supply in 2013, stupidly. And so this bloke thinks that if he examines these children's teeth, it might give him some clue into whether fluoride works or doesn't work. I don't think you need to do that. I think we already know it works, don't we?
Yeah, well, absolutely. But I wonder what he was actually going to look for, whether he's going to see...
Well, he says he wants baby molar teeth that fall from children's mouths to measure developmental faults in chewing surfaces and compare teeth from fluoridated and non-fluoridated parts of Australia. He's doing this with RMIT.
Okay.
I smell a rat here. I wonder if he's perhaps an anti-fluoride advocate. I haven't used his name, so that's fine. And he's trying to prove that what Cairns did was right, because we know it's wrong.
Yeah, well, possibly. It's not an easy thing to test because there's so many variables when you do research like that. But I'm looking at the surface of a tooth, you know. Particularly a baby tooth. Baby teeth wear down anyway, so the teeth that have been lost will have lost all the roots of them. So, when deciduous teeth or baby teeth fall out, all the roots disappear, and you often see teeth in that sort of situation that have been quite abraded down anyway and worn out a little bit. So I'm not sure how he's going to accurately measure or what he's actually going to measure, unless he's going to measure the mineral content of them. Very strange.
Yeah, he says he was particularly keen to collect teeth from areas that have never had water fluoridation or have had the chemical removed. We're hoping to find out whether teeth in fluoride areas have got smaller spaces or no spaces compared to teeth in non-fluoride areas.
Well, seems like crazy research. We know fluoride works simply by the fact that the number of decays in a child has gone from 4 or 5 or 6 in non-fluoridated areas down to half a decay or less in fluoridated areas over 50 years, really. So I'm not sure. It sounds like he might be looking at some sort of, suggestion that fluoride's not that effective.
Don't wonder why the Cairns Regional Council would do that. I mean, far north Queensland, big rural centre, large place. Not particularly full of greenies, Cairns, I wouldn't have thought. I wonder why their council would have decided. It must be a Greens-dominated council. There'd be no other reason why.
I think it comes down probably to a little bit different in that it's people want the say, have a choice of what they want, So, when fluoridation came in, the government made a decision that the benefits were so strong that it outweighed the people who didn't want it for the people who did want it. So, there were so many people who didn't give an opinion but needed something to help them. So not always does a body get it right, And I think
makes no sense to me. Absolutely, Dr. Larry. Thank you very much. All on 4 expert. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, mate.
Dr. Larry Bench.